We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Fighters, Rush Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Morning, Rob.
Good to see you. Before we start talking about Saturday's game, how has preseason practice gone for the Spiders, and how do you feel about the team going into the year?
Well, it's gone really well. Our guys are working extremely hard. Feel like we got an experienced team. We've actually, last week, we got a lot of hot weather. Even though we practiced in the morning, it was really, really hot. And we're going to play our games at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So we needed that. We got it. First couple days melted them pretty good. I think they acclimated to it. We were out last night. It was nice and cool last night. We had a good practice. So things are going good. Feel good about our team. And think we got some pretty good players.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Russ. Coach, when you look ahead at this season, what do the Spiders need to do to take that next step and become a playoff team?
Well, I think we got to eliminate, you know, if you look back at 2019, we probably had about three opportunities to win football games and didn't get it done. Yale, Fordham, and William and Mary, we had chances and kind of self-destructed a little bit, whether it was on defense in a two-minute drive, whether it was, you know, doing something offensively. You know, you get those three wins, you're in the playoffs, and it had to do with penalties and turnovers, and we got to do a great job of eliminating any turnovers, securing the football, creating them defensively, and then stay away from any penalties that really hurt you. And you know, sometimes you think, well, it's a holding penalty. Well, you know, when did the holding penalty occur? What did it do to you? What did it do to your momentum? Just things like that. So I think if we can improve and not have those games where we just kind of throw it away, I think we got a really good shot.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking about the return of fans and if that's something that players are necessarily eager to see, or they block all that out and it's not a big deal.
You know, I think they're excited. I would guess last year, you know, they had their most of the games, they had their parents, you know, at the games. I think that's really important to them when they got family and friends there. But also, you know, having a crowd there, having the atmosphere, having the tailgating, you know, that whole college environment, you know, it makes the game better. I mean, it makes it better for our players, coaches, fans, everybody. So I know they're excited to have everybody in the stands and participating in this thing.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Russ, I know you guys were committed during the spring season to playing a lot of guys, and you did. The combination of that and the number of six-year guys and fifth-year guys that you have, how has that changed your preseason preparation coming into the year?
Well, you know, we kind of knew coming into the fall, you know, we felt like, all right, here's where we are too deep wise. All right, now let's go from that. And, all right, we're kind of here. Let's battle for positions. And we've made some moves as far as starting positions. Some people beat some people out. And that's kind of what camp was about, to compete, to earn a spot, to earn a job. Obviously, you know, you gotta make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do to hang on to it. You gotta produce and play and compete. But it also helped us, you know, just Xavier Marshall, who's gonna be a tremendous player and is a tremendous player and had a good spring for us. You know, he didn't play in 2019 because of an injury. For him to get those four games in, you know, now I look at him out there and I think, wow, this is an experienced vet. And really, he's not. He's got four games under his belt, but he's practiced and he's played like he has a lot of experience. So just him, Amir Hall, Tyreek Funderburk, who didn't play a lot, you know, played really well in the spring. And now you kind of even think of him as an experienced vet. So that the spring really helped us out a bunch, you know. And then the fall, it's been about competition.
Question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, obviously your team has a lot of those six-year guys, and this was something that asked Mark at Villanova as well, but do you approach how you coach guys who are, you know, 24 years old versus how you would coach incoming freshmen and that sort of thing based on their maturity level and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think you would hope you could coach them differently. You know, we've got six. I'm not sure if that's a lot. I guess it is. I don't know what everybody else has, but, you know, six-year seniors, you know, but you still got to coach them. You still got to demand excellence from them. But you also kind of understand that they're a little bit older. You need to take some hits off of them, some wear and tear off of them. You know, how you manage them during the course of a season. I'm not real sure if camp was that much, but as you get through the season, understand the wear and tear that they do have on their bodies and how you manage them going forward will make a big difference. You know, we in camp, we didn't tackle a whole lot in camp. We did some, we did enough. We did a lot of physical thud. But, you know, when we get the young guys out there, you know, it's, you know, hell bent for election right there. I mean, it's go get them and full speed and full blast ahead there. So, you know, but you don't want to say, all right, Tyler Dressler, you got to play 45 plays in a preseason scrimmage and tackle somebody down six or seven times. I think Tyler's probably got, you know, 300 tackles. We think he knows how to tackle. So, you know, a lot of it, some of it was geared towards the younger guys and getting them better and getting them in a spot to give us some depth.
And then in terms of one of those older guys being Joe at quarterback, how valuable is it having such an experienced and kind of mature guy that's, you know, leading the offense?
Well, I mean, it's huge. You know, he's been through a lot. He's seen a lot. He's probably, you know, good or bad, you know, he's probably seen just about everything he can see right now. You know, and then we got Bo, fifth-year senior. So we got two older guys that have been through the ringer, have taken a lot of snaps, whether they're game snaps or practice snaps. So, yeah, you feel good that Joe has seen a lot happen in his 5 years going into a 6 year. So, yeah, we feel really good about Joe.
Russ, next question from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Russ, was just wondering, I know Colby Ritten missed the spring. How's he impacting you guys now?
He's probably not going to be able to play this fall. You know, right now, his knee just did not respond. You know, he hurt his knee. And then as he was rehabbing, kind of got into it a pretty good amount of ways. And then some meniscus issues. It just hasn't come along the way he would like. You know, as of right now, he's probably not going to play this year, but I told him continue to lift weights. He's out there every day with us, obviously. You never know where we are sixth, seventh game into the season and how he feels at that time. He kind of looked at me like I was nuts, but again, right now, I don't think he's planning on playing and we're not planning on having him, but he's a huge part of this football team.
Gotcha. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Greg.
Russ, before I let you go, give us a breakdown of Howard and some of the challenges that they'll present for you on Saturday.
Well, we saw, you know, obviously new staff from last year. They didn't have a lot of prep time going into spring. And they only got to play two games in the spring, but pretty athletic. They got an extremely athletic quarterback who can beat you with his arms and his legs. They've got some skilled kids that are really, really good. Defensively, they do a lot of things. They'll bring pressure to make it really tough on you. So, I mean, they've got good players. But again, you know, you just hadn't seen a whole lot out of them just because we really only got two games on them from the spring. But from what we see, they've got a lot of talent on that football team. I think they're going to be extremely well coached. So, you know, they won't, you know, they're not going to give us this game by any stretch of imagination. I mean, if we win this game, we're going to have to go out there and play well and earn it.
All right, Russ, thanks for the time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.